Hello, you're listening to The Witness Podcasts on the BBC World Service with me, Çağıl Kasapoğlu. Today we are taking you back to Turkey in February 1999, when a popular folk singer, Ahmet Kaya, was awarded Best Musician of the Year at the prestigious Music Magazine Award in Istanbul. The event turned out to be the beginning of the end of his career in Turkey, all because he wanted to sing in Kurdish, the language of his ancestors. I've been speaking to Ahmet Kaya's wife, who was present at the award ceremony that night.
Bir ödül töreni, işte kokteyl aşamasından yemek aşamasına.
An award ceremony, starting with a cocktail party, followed by dinner and then the awards. Very cheerful ceremony in an utterly chic hall with lots of chic ladies and gentlemen.
But moments after Ahmet Kaya received his award, he began to make an announcement, clutching his figurine in one hand and his mic in the other. It was a turning point not just in that evening, but in his whole career.
Önümüzdeki gazette Kürt asıllı olduğum için Kürtçe bir şarkı.
Because I am of Kurdish origin, I will sing a Kurdish song on my next album. I will make a music video for this song. I know there are brave television stations that will air this music video. If they don't air it, I don't know how they will justify themselves to the Turkish public.
Immediately the mood changed in the hall. His wife Gülten Kaya remembers the hostile response from the celebrities at the ceremony.
Bir anda o şık hanımefendiler ve beyefendiler.
All of a sudden, all those chic women and men, they all turned into monsters, grabbing forks and knives and throwing them at us, insulting, booing. Imagine the atmosphere changing in just 5 minutes, almost a Kafkaesque transformation.
Kafkaesque bir dönüşüm diyebilirim.
People were shouting as, "There is no such thing as a Kurd." Then I immediately understood that what was not being accepted was the word Kurdish. The fact that he had announced his Kurdish origin.
Ahmet Kaya was born to a Turkish mother and a Kurdish father. He had become famous as a popular folk singer in Turkey, and he had never sung in Kurdish in public, nor had he ever expressed any intention of doing so. For his wife, the announcement of his Kurdish heritage at the ceremony did not come as a surprise.
Kendisine öğretilen resmi dilde üretmiş 40 yıl boyunca.
He was an artist who produced music in an official language that had been taught to him. None of his songs were in his native language, but in Turkish. Ahmet was someone who thought in Turkish and produced in Turkish. He didn't even speak his native language.
During the 1990s, Turkish state rhetoric was in complete denial about Kurdish identity. Hearing a popular singer mentioning the Kurdish language was considered obscene. The fight between Turkish security forces and Kurdish militants seeking wider rights for the Kurds in southeast Turkey had intensified. And just admitting you were Kurdish was seen as supporting the armed struggle by many people.
Artık seninle duramam. Bu akşam çıkar giderim.
That night at the award ceremony, as Ahmet Kaya finished his song, he made his way back to the table where his wife was waiting.
When he stepped off the stage and walked towards our table, he was verbally insulted and some people even tried to attack him physically. They were shouting, "Separatist! Traitor! Kick this man out of the country!" I was in complete shock. So was he. And then he made this speech at our table to the journalists waiting for a statement. "You have to accept the Kurdish reality," he said.
Kabul etmek zorundasınız.
But they couldn't leave the hall immediately. After Ahmet Kaya had received his award, another Turkish singer took the stage, and by slightly changing the lyrics of his song, he began to refer to Ahmet Kaya and his wife.
O şarkının sözleri şöyleydi.
The lyrics of the song first began as it was in its original version. Nobody is a sultan nor a padişah in this era. Then he changed the lyrics. On the path of Atatürk, Turkey, and this homeland is ours and not the foreigners, he said. and he was looking at Ahmet.
The couple could only leave guarded by the police and followed by an army of journalists. They got split up during the chaos.
Ahmet panicked when he couldn't see me. Later I saw him on TV shouting my name. Where is Gülten? Where is Gülten? Eventually some of the staff helped us and Ahmet was taken out of the building in the presence of the police officers, put in a taxi and sent home.
The incident led to Ahmet Kaya's prosecution. He was accused of treason and had to appear in court, even though speaking Kurdish was not an offense and none of the charges against him were upheld. The media had started a campaign against the singer, accusing him of being a divisive figure in Turkish society. Soon, public opinion began to follow suit.
Ahmet Kaya's posters were being ripped off walls. People crushed his CDs. His albums were no longer on sale. It was a process of wiping him off the map. We were receiving letters, faxes, threatening his life. One of the letters left in our mailbox said, "What kind of death would you prefer? To be choked with a chain or something else?"
Life in Turkey was becoming increasingly difficult for Ahmet Kaya. Although he had always expressed his love for the country, like in this interview with the BBC Turkish service in 1996.
I love Turkey so much. I don't believe I can perform my art or produce my music anywhere else.
Despite the public fury against him, Ahmet Kaya and his wife believed that the outrage wouldn't last. In June 1999, as part of his European concert tour, he left the country. Later, the mainstream Turkish media would call it an escape. Ahmet Kaya never went back to Turkey and died of a heart attack in 2000 in Paris. Over the years, the memories of the award ceremony which led to his exile began to haunt people. The singer who encouraged the crowd against him on stage that night has since apologized. And the attitude toward Turkey's Kurdish minority has changed too. In 2013, the Turkish state honored Ahmet Kaya by awarding him the Presidential Grand Art and Culture Award. He was also praised by the state for his unifying impact. Hundreds of Ahmet Kaya's songs are still popular in Turkey today. But for his wife Gülten, there is only one song that can describe that night at the award ceremony. The one he wanted to sing in Kurdish.
I can illustrate that night only with one song, the song that he wanted to sing in his native language, Kurdish. And in the lyrics, there is one sentence, "I will surely return one day." He sang this song with a broken heart, with a deep sorrow. And that song was Kervan. Kervan, Kervan.
Gülten Kaya was speaking to me, Çağıl Kasapoğlu, for Witness. If you'd like to get a free daily download of our history programs, just search online for BBC Witness Podcasts. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.